Hey, it is Kiefer once again coming to you backstage at Bonnaroo. I've got Britt and Dan from Divine Fits. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
The record, A Thing Called Divine Fits, wound up on a lot of Best Of in 2012. For those who don't know the story about the band, tell us how you guys got together.
I've known Dan for a long time. I saw him. I had just seen one of this creepy video by one of his bands, Handsome Furs. And it was so dark and creepy, and it reminded me of an old, very early Cure song. And so I knew he was coming to town. I went to the show and wasn't meaning to meet him, but he came up to me.
You know, there weren't a lot of people at that show, so it was like, it was pretty easy to, I was like, oh,
the big show was upstairs. Yeah. Dan was playing the little show downstairs.
Yeah, that was early on in the career of that band.
So we just met, and then, you know, we would hang out whenever in the same town. I liked watching him on stage. We decided, let's get a band, be on stage together.
Yeah.
Everybody in the band comes from another established band. You mentioned Handsome Furs, Spoon, New Bomb Turks, Wolf Parade. You know, what is it about this band that is different from the others or more satisfying?
You want to start with that one?
Yeah, sure. I've never really been in a band like this before. So with Wolf Parade, it was always kind of a push-pull between pretty much everybody in the band, and then we'd occasionally agree on something. And the only
what
time
kind of things were you pushing and pulling about?
Just how to present the band aesthetically, what kind of shows to play, whether we should be licensing songs, whether it was right to make money off of music, you know. Big philosophical questions, some sort of like leftover
Canadian
sort of, no, more like just dudes who just never grew out of liking Fugazi in high school.
Right.
I mean, I still like Fugazi, but it's not the 90s, and I needed to make a living because I didn't want to go back to sweeping up, you know, bagel seeds or bartending or whatever I was doing in Montreal to make ends meet. So the only time Wolf Parade really got along, you know, after a few years was when we were on stage. And then with Handsome Furs, that was a band with me and my ex-wife, and that was a very hermetic band, and it was just, you know, kind of single origin. And then with this band, it's just like, I don't know. I never know what's going to happen when we play. Like, Sam will pull out some great drum fill that I've never heard before, and I'll look over at him, and he'll just seem really pleased with himself and happy. And
he's pleased that you noticed that he did something different.
Yeah. Or you'll throw out some new vocal stuff. And it's just like, I just feel like with this band, it's a real cohesive unit that, you know, we're just working towards building a house of rock. We're all carpenters on the same job, and our job is to build a house made of rock. So, yeah,
that's a quote.
It's a good one. We were sitting in here listening to you guys play in the studio next door, and you know, I love all your original stuff, but you laid down a really wicked version of Tom Petty's You Got Lucky. You talked about early on playing, I mean, you only had about 15 original songs to play, so to do a full show, you threw in a cover or two. Is there a favorite cover that you guys would look forward to playing?
That's probably the one we play the most, right?
Yeah.
We've played a Wipers song. We've played
Rolling Stones song.
Yeah. Are we going to have to play that tonight?
You
don't want to?
Well, I haven't played it in a long time.
We should just rehearse.
Yeah.
We're going to have a dressing room, actually.
That would be great.
But we're supposed to play a 90-minute set. We do not have 90 minutes worth of music, so we're going to have to play the Wipers song, which we haven't played on stage in probably, 6 months or something.
And
we're gonna have to stretch
it out.
I think looking at some of your set list, the Stone song Sway.
Yeah.
That's a cool song. What drew you to that song?
Man, I like that chorus. It's just that demon life that got me in its sway, you know.
It is.
It's such a heavy song too, you know. It's heavy. It's got weight.
We're talking to people about album art at Bonnaroo this year. The cover to A Thing Called Divine Fits. Tell us about the cover.
Well, it's one of the best record covers that I've seen in a long time. It's it's better than this one. It's pretty good, you know. It's very direct and to the point. It's more. It's kind of like, this is my favorite record. I'm pointing at McCartney. McCartney's record. It's just called McCartney, and it's the one with the cherries and the bowl on the front. I love that record cover.
That's a great record cover.
I mean, it doesn't say anything, but it's just black and white, and there's shadows and red, and it's just beautiful. I don't know. And so, look, there's kind of, those are cherries, right? Or maybe they're...
No, those are cherries.
Yeah. So kind of reminds me of that.
Now that's a painting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's almost photorealistic.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm proud of it.
I'm proud of it too, man.
I don't know why we don't win like a Grammy for that.
Do they give Grammys for album art?
Yes. But they do. I think they do it for packaging more. Like if when Bright Eyes released that CD that had you could put some kind of viewer on it and then get a secret message that you couldn't see without the viewer.
Right.
And then they got a. I mean, that's a great idea. So I get what they're coming from. But sometimes, why not just, you know, just the cover?
Who won this year for best cover?
I don't know. We should look that up.
Can
somebody? Can you look that
can
up?
Can somebody Google that?
Well, we're also asking people to pick out their favorite Beatles album cover. You guys into the Beatles? Did you like the Beatles? Or do you remember the first time you heard a Beatles song?
I don't remember when it was, but yeah, I'm a big fan.
Me too.
Man, there's a lot of really good ones. I like Help. I like With the Beatles.
I gotta go with the White Album.
White Album is unbelievable.
It's kind of classic. It isn't kind of classic.
Revolver always classic. Creeped me out when I was a kid.
Yeah, I don't like Revolver. I don't.
There's something unsettling about it. Oh yeah, the record is amazing, and it's wow. I mean, you're not gonna forget that cover, but it's. I remember as a kid feeling like, man, did they just hire somebody who didn't know what he was doing to make this?
No, you know, honestly, man, like my dad was a pretty big hippie, and he had all these like sort of underground, you know, hippie magazines. Like with, you know, leftist, like with art and I think there was a style when acid started filtering into popular culture that is just like exaggerated and kind of gross and scary when you're a child, you know?
Yeah.
That's just straight up acid art.
It was the German friend Klaus Voormann, I think, who made that cover. Well,
that explains
later
it.
played bass in the Plastic Ono Band.
Oh, there you go.
All right, here's my favorite. My favorite is Beatles for Sale. I don't think that's anybody else's favorite, so I'm going to claim it.
Where is it?
This one right here.
Oh, yeah, they look handsome.
It's just real direct. That's them.
Yeah, this is the band.
This is them. When I saw Paul McCartney 2 weeks ago, I was just thinking, wow, this is amazing. I am watching the bass player from the Beatles play bass.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. What's your favorite record cover of these?
Of the Beatles?
Oh, you said it was the White
Album. Yeah, definitely the White Album. I like the White Album, and I think my second is probably Rubber Soul.
Yeah, that's good, too.
It's just the perspective in that picture is amazing. It's so tripped out. But yeah, the White Album, I like the White Album not just for the cover, but for what the record contains. You know, that was the first Beatles record I really, really got into because my dad would just blast it on Sundays. And that's a dark record. So I remember being, you know, growing up in the woods and, you know, going out in the backyard, these big fir trees, and my dad working in the garden and just blasting like Helter Skelter and annoying the neighbors.
He would open up the windows and put the...
Yeah, oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's one of my fondest memories of childhood. It's just being in this small redneck town, my dad just being like...
Would the neighbors call?
You know, they'd come over and just be like, David, can you... turn it down.
But who won the... Did you figure out who won the best? No? I'll look it up. Do we have more questions?
No, we were going to wrap it up, although I was going to say, I think we have a new show at Bonnaroo, and to have Britt and Dan talk about the Beatles, because this was really, I mean it. It was entertaining to watch you two guys talk about it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
We'll wrap things up here in a second. We'll look up the answer to the question. You have a couple of songs on the website now. Is there another album in the works? For Divine Fence?
Not right now. It's going to happen, but it was a lot of effort just to get these two songs recorded and do the artwork and all that stuff. So
I'm proud of us for doing that, though, because, you know, we could have just put the thing called Divine Fence out and toured it and just kind of left it at that. But we had more ideas. And and as we toured that record, I think we got better as a band, and we started playing together. You know, a lot better than we did at the beginning, and we just wanted to like write and release something. It's not, you know, it was effort, but it's not that hard getting them out.
It's
right?
Not like, hard. It just takes time.
Yeah,
it's a process. You know.
Yeah, like you write these songs and you record them and you're excited about them and you want them to come out immediately. You know.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't happen that way. There's the pace of business too. So.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you guys come by. Brett and Dan from Divine Fits.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks so much. For having us. And that is it from backstage at Bonnaroo.